The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home, with nothing perfect or considered. So damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away. Growing old is coming up. Where will you go now? It's the story.
Morning, glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. Greetings, everybody. It's Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway, where it's turned chilly in anticipation of Thanksgiving. Good morning to you. Look, I got one question. 1-800-520-1234. One question. How the center-right responds to President-elect Biden's mainstream center-left choices for his administration. You got Ronald Klain, his chief of staff, Tony Blinken for state, former Fed Chair Yellen for Treasury, Jake Sullivan for National Security Advisor, former Deputy Secretary of DHS, Mayorkas for Secretary of DHS. You know, John Kerry's coming back on climate. I think you give a golf clap and a handshake and you win Georgia. Okay, so I'm very disappointed that Trump lost, voted for him, worked for him, and to lose by only 45,000 votes in three states. Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin. But I don't want the GOP to go into resistance mode the way the left did after President Trump won in 16. That was an aberration. Certainly no Comey or McCabe antics, illegality, crimes, actually. Instead, win Georgia. Refuse to get rolled in the Senate or the House, and you prepare for 2022. You follow Leader McConnell, Leader McCarthy, and you govern along with President-elect Biden. Win the argument, then win the vote. That's what Maggie Thatcher said. And by the way, the Crown has completely missed Maggie Thatcher. I finished it last night with the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt. We've been watching an episode here or there ever since it came out. I don't binge watch much of anything unless she is gone and visiting her sister or something. And I am watching the latest show that she'll have no part of, right? So, yeah, so I will, what was the one where, Breaking Bad, she hated Breaking Bad. So I had to binge watch Breaking Bad, but we do one show at a time and we watch Endeavor, British Mystery, stuff like that. But Georgia becomes everything because if they have a 51-50 seat majority, they will aim to break the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, slash military spending, defund the police, evolve Medicare, send taxes soaring, confirm hard left judges and nominees, and attack Second Amendment rights. That's if we lose Georgia. We have to reelect David Perdue, send Kelly Loeffler back. Have to do it. And I'm opening the phones to anyone, 1-800-520-1234, that we will keep one line open for Georgia. Always want to talk to Georgia. If you need... you need help. I hope everyone knows they can help in Georgia. But I know Rush said the same thing yesterday. I know the president green-lighted the transition last night. I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal. Trump clears way for Biden transition process. President Trump said his administration would cooperate with President-elect Joe Biden's transition to the White House, ending a delay of, yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Bill Clinton did the same thing, actually much worse, to George W. Bush. Trump just had to be sure. I just thought everyone was being hysterical on the left, but they've been hysterical since 2016. And I don't want to be hysterical. I don't think the center right needs to be hysterical. We need to win the argument, then win the vote in 2022. And keep looking. By all means, look for any irregularity. Don't fall for conspiracy theories that discredit the movement. That's why the president had to punt Sidney Powell off the team. She just made the whole effort look goofy. And there was a lot wrong with the way that we did 2016 election that we should fix. I believe in early in-person voting. I think we ought to end voting by mail. I think we ought to just make it easy for people to show up, show their ID, and vote. And that legislatures that are run by Republicans with Republican governors ought to just adopt early in-person voting and dump the absentee stuff. Because if you can't get to a voting machine within a month of an election, I mean, I voted a month before the election for Trump in Virginia. Virginia allows, I think, probably 6 weeks before the election. I can't remember. It was so early. I knew I was going to vote for Trump, and I never know where I'm going to be on election day. And so there are reforms to be made, but now the key is winning Georgia, because then the Republican and the center right and the conservative movement are co-governing with President-elect Biden. And I got to say, I'm very relieved he didn't go full AOC and the squad on us. They're the ones who are upset. I mean, Anthony Blinken and Ronald Klain and Janet Yellen, these are very mainstream. I mean, I don't agree with them. Ron Klain and I have exchanged, we've dueled in the pages of the Washington Post for years over Neil Gorsuch, for example, and other things like that. But he's a normal person, and it's not swamp versus America. It's they believe in a bigger state. They believe in the administrative state. They believe in bureaucracy. We're the Freedom Party. Leave us alone. Keep our taxes low. Do only the bare minimum that the federal government ought to do. We're a constitutional party. Judges who do not make up stuff. We can win these arguments. We've got to persuade the next generation that socialism stuff just does not work. AOC's got a lot of charisma and zero ideas that will work. Bankrupt the country, bankrupt the future. We're already pretty close to bankrupt. And move forward. And it's very appropriate that the first caller on this question, how to govern, is Detective Tom. Good morning, Tom, from Marin County, California. How are you, friend?
Friend, I like the way you go ahead and you start that. How are you, Mr. Hewitt?
Come on, you're my friend. You call, you're a happy man.
You're starting to do it again. I'm starting to see the weasel come out. All right, I think you're sated in blue bubble, in your blue bubble area there, and you reside in the state of Virginia as well as the state of denial. I am not handing. I am not handing. I'm not going to be a gracious loser here. I disagree with your entire.
I did not say be a gracious. I said do not get rolled. Co-govern. That is not gracious losing.
I tell you what the co-govern is going to be. Is we're going to handle this milksop. We're going to hand him a poison chalice. And then if at all possible, we can dump a big box of tarantulas in the middle of the situation. You just seem to go ahead and meander along like everything's okay. Like the last 4 years of the Russia collusion.
Nope.
And
nope.
No, I know. We're just waiting. We're waiting for what's his name, Durham, to go ahead and release the report or indictment. It's not coming. We got rolled. You said don't get rolled. We're getting rolled.
Well, I don't know that we're getting rolled. Talk to me in January. The interesting thing about the transition, Tom. You're a member of the law establishment. When the vice president became the president elect, he suddenly became subject to the special counsel regulations. That's what happened yesterday. When you begin to recognize that triggers eligibility for special counsel. People don't know that because they don't study the rules. But now he is eligible for special counsel.
I didn't even bring up the CD with his kids and his surreptitious dealings with China. That's another file that needs to be opened. I am talking about what happened with the FBI. This is not
all. Oh, I know. And I think Comey and McCabe ought to be prosecuted. You betcha. That's what I'm, by the way, I'm talking about not doing what they did in 16. We don't break the law.
Okay, fine. And I, and as a member of the law enforcement community, I wholeheartedly agree with you and I stand by you. But I want justice, damn it.
So do I.
I got a movie for you. Go ahead and watch. I just saw this the other day. Go watch Mississippi Burning with Gene Hackman and William Dafoe about how the FBI went ahead and their unique form of investigatory options they exercised when they were looking for the witnesses in the three.
That was a great movie. I can't remember that, but I will, because that was a great movie, and you just named two of the best actors of our time. So, Tom, keep listening. I don't think I'm being a weasel. I think I'm just telling you the way to win is the right way to win. Open dueling, open argument, like Thatcher. All right, like Thatcher, like Reagan. Win that way. Thank you, Tom. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. Let me bring you in on the argument here. I don't want to argue with Republicans so much, though. I want them to weigh in. I believe in, you know, golf clap for the president-elect's mainstream nominees and win Georgia. Because if we don't win Georgia, by that I mean reelect Senator David Perdue, send back Senator Loeffler. I mean, John Ossoff is a radical and Raphael Warnock is a radical's radical. Democrats want to break the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, slash military spending, defund the police. They want to evolve Medicare into single payer, which will destroy Medicare. They want to send your taxes soaring. They want to confirm hard left judges and nominees. They want to attack Second Amendment rights. And Ruth Marcus, who is my friend at The Washington Post, and Ruth is wrong about everything. She's wrong about everything, but I get along with everyone, and Ruth is a friend. She posts on Twitter, Hugh, none of that is happening with a 51-50 Senate. May I introduce you to Joe Manchin? He's from West Virginia. Aim does not equal achieve, even assuming that's the aim. To which I had, of course, to respond, right? You know, it's Twitter. May I introduce you to the memory of Jim Jeffords? May he rest in peace. What they aim to do may be blocked in part by Manchin. He will raise taxes, evolve Medicare, will support left-wing nominees. But Senator Schumer wants to take Georgia and change America. I believe him. You do too, I asked her. Takes one change of vote, one Rand Paul flight of fancy to get rid of the filibuster, one other senator, one untimely demise, and the Senate flips. Joe Manchin, if you believe Joe and he stands rock steady and they don't make him the ambassador to the court of Great Britain or whatever he wants in life. I think it's a Republican governor, so they can't do that. I get you. 51-50 means that the filibuster doesn't get broken right away. I know what they aim to do. They cannot get close to power. That's the response. If they get power, they will break the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, slash military spending, defund the police, evolve Medicare, send taxes soaring, confirm hard left judges and nominees, attack Second Amendment rights. It will be their agenda every single day. That's why they have to vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler in Georgia. Just pray if you can't do anything else. Do that in addition to everything else. Let me check markets, brought to you by our friends at Birch Gold. It's that season. People have started Christmas shopping. Remember, if you can afford it, give your son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter an American Eagle. Why? Well, it's because today an ounce of gold is going for $1,808. Great entry point, by the way. Down $200 from its height, I think, in fact. But a great entry point to move part of your IRA. And you know, I've lost 10% of my IRA. I bought it at $2,000. No, you haven't. You haven't lost anything. Because gold, you don't. You buy it for 25 years. You don't buy it for tomorrow. You move a portion of your IRA into a rollover into physical metals of gold and silver. And Birch Gold will do that for you. You can read about it at HughGold.com. Or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. But I also think when you can afford it, buy your grandchild that was born this year an American Eagle. They can't spend it. They have to save it. They won't lose it. They'll look at it. They'll put it in a safety deposit box, and it will retain its value. Unlike the, you know, my beloved Aunt Mary, I loved her. My mom's older sister gave me a savings bond every Christmas. They're somewhere around the house, actually. I mean, I got them when I was 1, 2, 3, 4. They're somewhere around. I don't know what to do with them. They're, you know, you had savings bond. I really don't know what to do with them. If she'd given me little slivers of gold, I'd know what to do with them, which is continue to save them. That is your nest egg. So head over to Birch Gold via Hugh, HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747. They'll throw in a silver dollar just for asking. By the way, yesterday on the market, it was an interesting day. Everything was green. Dow went up 327. The NASDAQ went up 25. The S&P went up 20 on news of the third vaccine, AstraZeneca. Overseas this morning, Japan up 2.5%. Hong Kong up 0.4%. England up 1%. Germany up 1%. The 10-year Treasury is up to 0.86%. The world knows that help is on the way. Markets are going to rebound. Things are going to be great. It's going to be like Donald Trump promised, the greatest year of economic growth ever. Really, the Super V is here, and the vaccines are going to roll out faster than you know. Operation Warp Speed is a great success. Donald Trump led that. Let us not be parsimonious Democrats in praising him for that, because he put it together. He led it. I'll be right back, America. 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. Been thinking about Ruth Marcus, my friend. Say, oh, don't worry, Joe Manchin. He'll hold the line. Listen, if anyone tells you that, the biggest threat to America is from judges who don't know they're judges. They think they're legislators. And there are lots of radical left-wing law professors and some radical left-wing state Supreme Court justices that if President-elect Biden nominates to the federal bench, Senate Majority Leader McConnell and Judiciary Chairman, I think it's going to be Chuck Grassley, should refuse to bring them to the floor. And I go back and I remember President Bush in May, got out of the blocks late in 2001, nominated his first slate of 14 appeals court nominees, and Jim Jeffords jumped. Remember Jim Jeffords? He jumped from parties. It was a 50-50 Senate in 2000 because of the DUI, robbing Republicans of a majority, cost John Ashcroft his seat, cost a few other seats. Evangelicals were so upset, they just stayed home. I don't forget anything about politics. It's like baseball cards with me when I was 14. I just don't forget stuff. And elephants don't forget. And so Jim Jeffords jumped, and the Democrats got it, and then Patrick Leahy put the kibosh on all of those judges who included, by the way, the future Chief Justice John Roberts. John Roberts did not get through to the D.C. Circuit until after the Gang of 14 stopped the nuclear option from coming out of Bill Frist in 2005. And many people just gave up. They shot down Miguel Estrada and a few other. I don't forget any of this stuff. And so the left-wing judges that would blow through with Joe Manchin's vote, if it's 51-50, that is reason enough to stop to win in Georgia, to vote for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Left-wing judges will not protect your religious liberty. Left-wing judges will not protect your Second Amendment rights. Left-wing judges will legislate from the bench. So you got one reason. You need one reason. Joe Manchin is not enough to say, oh, I don't care. No. They will put on judges who will rule you from the bench. It is that simple. You know, I also have to remember a couple of things. I want to tell you about the Wild Adventure, TWA.us, because people are doing Christmas shopping right now. And I've gone to Montana 3 or 4 times on the Wild Adventure. I guess it's 3 times. Dwayne's gone there. It is a great week of fishing for men and fellowship and friendship and great food. And it's in the most beautiful. If you watch Yellowstone, Yellowstone's got nothing on the Wild Adventure. And it also changes lives. Let's listen to, who is this, my 3-minute testimonial? Henry Min. Well, okay. Here he is. Here he is.
Henry Min.
Where are you from, Henry?
I'm from Collegeville, Pennsylvania, suburban Philadelphia.
Really?
Yes.
And where are you now?
I'm in the middle of nowhere, Montana.
What are you doing there?
I'm having a great time meeting with some of the most honorable and decent men I've ever been around in my life.
Really?
Yes.
So how'd you hear about this?
My wife surprised me with it. As a matter of fact, when Mike called me, I had no idea. I'm like, who the hell are you and why are you calling me? I was originally supposed to come next year, but there was an opening, and they called me, and that was kind of why that was a surprise.
And what did your wife, what happened?
She listens to you.
Hugh Hewitt?
Much more than I do, so she heard about this. I had never heard your thing on it, so.
She said, you're going to camp, and you said, the.
All right, I'm in.
You did?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yes.
Sort of like when your wife says, we need to go to counseling. The only answer you can say is, all right.
All right.
Even if you think, that's a bunch of.
Right.
Well, so so were you a little worried what you're coming to?
I was.
You'd be crazy if you weren't.
I was. And, you know, but as it got closer and I read the book, and I told you it didn't really resonate with me, but I said, you know what, I will commit fully to this. I will do everything I can to get the most out of it, come no matter what that is. And I just kind of put the trust in the Lord and went with it.
And so have you ever been on anything like this before?
No, never.
And how was it?
It was one of the best experiences of my life.
Wow, that's quite a statement. Nobody's paying you to say that, are they?
No. And, you know, the fishing is just, you know, beyond description. And then to be around these guys was just icing on the cake.
So you said it was one of the great experiences of your life. Why?
Because it was so real. And I got to be around some guys that struggle just like the rest of us do. And, you know, you're not alone. And so everybody's got their issues and their problems. It doesn't matter who you are. And I think that's the great equalizer in life. And the answer, obviously, is Christ. Mm. And I think renewed my spirit, renewed my thinking about how to approach some things.
And that's huge.
Given me some time to think about and start to listen.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my prayer for you is that you go back and you find a couple guys who you can either bring next year so you can talk on the same level with. Because if you start talking to guys like this right away, you'll be drinking along the rest of your life.
I'm already trying to figure this out. I got folks at work, folks, neighbors, all want to know what the hell happened in Montana, and am I going to come back like a different guy, like something happened to me. But so it's going to be interesting how to explain this.
Cool. Great to have you with us, man.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
So thank you.
I don't know Henry. I hope he's listening. His wife may be listening. I tell everyone, if you want the greatest week of your life, head up to Montana, the Wild Adventure, even if you can't fish a lick. Now, I've fished out the river a couple of times, and they banned me from the Madison because I just depopulated so much of the Goldens. And I mean, you know, 14, 16 inches is a good, you know, normal day. I'm not bragging or anything. It's just what it is. But you ought to look TWA.us, TWA.us. The problem is they only have 12 weeks or 13 weeks. Only 12 guys can go at a time. Costs a couple of grand. But Jan Chenera subsidizes every single person. Go look at it. Give it a shot. Dwayne will confirm. It's just a wonderful one. It's the best Christmas present you can give your husband.
14-inch fish? Do you know what we call 14-inch fish?
What?
Bait.
Okay, well, yeah, there you go. Dwayne couldn't catch one. He fell in the river twice. I wasn't going to bring that up, but I was going to just say, I wasn't there with him, but I got the pictures. I just want to tell you, it's a great place to go. TWA.us. TWA.us. If you want to give the president of a life and, you know, your husband or your son-in-law or your son will open this up and they'll say, what is this? And just say, go to the website, TWA.us. You're going on next week. I paid for it. You'll love it. And they'll kick her or whatever. They'll do it. Let me go to Bucky in Clearwater, Florida. Hello, Bucky. Good morning, Bucky.
Thank you, sir. Just a quick point, and
Bucky just hung up on himself. I don't know what that was. Bucky, call back. Dave in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hewitt. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Don't hang up on yourself, all right? Bucky just shot, you know, Bucky just executed his call.
I won't touch anything, I promise.
Good. He trap-doored himself. Go ahead.
So, first of all, good news from Cleveland. Browns are 7-3, first time since 94.
But Miles has COVID for the second week in a row. What the heck? Luckily, it's Jacksonville, but nevertheless. Now,
wear a mask, man, Miles. Wear a mask.
Wear a mask, so, yeah.
But the bad news is Michael Simon's restaurant's closed due to the lockdown. So we got to get over that. Got to end this lockdown.
Amen.
But thank God the hot dog shop in Warren is still open.
It's still open. They got to have takeout at the hot dog shop.
Oh, they do. Absolutely. So regarding the point, the center left is, you know, Biden's going to govern center left, and then Chuck Hugh Schumer presents all these radical left bills if we lose the Senate in Georgia. I just don't see Biden having the courage to say no to Chuck Hugh.
Well, I am telling people, where the danger lies, even with a center-left Biden administration, is in its judicial nominees. There are some, Justice Gordon Liu of the California Supreme Court is a very smart, very hard-left man. I mean, he is from the left end of the left end. And Gordon Liu will end up on the Supreme Court or on the D.C. Circuit or on the Ninth Circuit. They will begin to methodically attempt to carve back Donald Trump's restoration of constitutionalism on the courts. And that's where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Judiciary Chairman, whether it's Chuck Grassley, I don't think it's going to be Lindsey Graham. I think Lindsey wants budget. If Georgia is in Republican hands, that means we run the committees. And we just say to the president-elect, you're not getting your ridiculous nominee. Send us normal judges. Send us Merrick Garland. And I say that without any kind of taunting. Merrick Garland's a fine judge. He just wasn't going to be the Supreme Court. Court's too important. Supreme Court. He will follow precedent. But if there are vacancies on the Supreme Court, Stephen Breyer retires, and I bet you he will. Like on the first day, he's not going to wait for 2023. He might serve one more term just to see what it's like and enjoy Justice Barrett's company and the company of Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and see how the new court is, so he can tell some stories. He's not going to risk losing more seats. He's going to retire. And Justice Sotomayor might retire, not Justice Kagan. She's too young and healthy, and she has too many fun years ahead of her. But that's fine. And when they do, if they send up a radical, I'm going to say don't confirm them. I mean, be very polite. I'm always polite to Merrick Garland. Just don't confirm lefties. The court matters too much. But if we lose Georgia, we lose the courts. That's the bottom line. Doesn't matter what Joe Manchin will vote for those people. So if we lose Georgia, we lose the courts. Thank you, my friend. Bucky's back from Clearwater. Bucky, don't pull the trap door on yourself this time.
It was a vast left-wing conspiracy, Hugh.
And I think it was. I mean, you just went right through the trap door.
I don't know if it's Wayne who answers the calls, but I work at Fort Knox here, basically. It's such a secure facility here. It's just a small brick building. But anyway.
Can I correct one thing? Dwayne doesn't do anything. Dwayne doesn't Dwayne doesn't answer the call. Dwayne does nothing. So just so you know, Dwayne is breathing.
He brings comedic humor to the show. So
yeah, that's
appreciate
it.
That.
He's Ed McMahon.
That's a good point. So I agree with Tom on one thing, in the fact that if we don't see justice, if we don't see that Comey and McCabe and those guys and that cast of characters, you know, something happens to them, then I think we do get rolled, because we as a party of law and order look for that and say, hey, listen, we're on the right side of history as it pertains to that. But if nothing happens, then we lose. As it relates to Biden's picks, I'm okay with that. I'm not a fan of John Kerry. And can you tell me or explain to me what would happen if he put good old Bernie in as labor secretary? Would that like be devastating? Or
you know, I actually worry about judges a lot more than Bernie Sanders at Labor. I really do. I think judges are the key to this whole thing. It's the judges that will destroy religious liberty. It's the judges who will destroy Second Amendment rights. It's the judges that will restrict free speech. It's the judges that will not hold back the ESG movement from destroying corporate governance in America in the service of political correctness. It's always about the judges. Hey, Bucky, thank you, my friend. Don't go anywhere, America. David Drucker joins me next on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America, to Hewitt. David Drucker is with the Washington Examiner. David, I have a need for a neutral observer. Ruth Marcus, my friend, and you probably know Ruth from 1,000 TV sets, argues with me on Twitter this morning. Don't worry about losing Georgia. No big difference. A 51-50 Democratic Senate can't do anything. To which I respond, Joe Manchin might not vote to break the filibuster, but he will vote to confirm Biden nominees and to the federal bench. And a 51-50 Democratic Senate means the most radical of Joe Biden's nominees go through. And 52 to 48 Republican Senate means they don't get out of committee. You agree with me?
By and large, yes. And I'd also add that being able to schedule the floor and run the floor and decide what legislation gets, you know, heard in committee and how things can get marked up and amended, that's not nothing.
Oh, it's a lot. And so when people say, oh, Georgia 51-50, the filibuster is safe, don't worry about single payer, it'll never get through, I just say nonsense. The floor matters, well, but the nominees are enormously important.
Yeah, look, I'd say I'd probably come down somewhere in the middle here. I mean, I think that even if on the off chance that they were to sweep both of these runoffs and run the floor by virtue of the tiebreaker, I don't think they're going to be able to do some of the more radical things that have been talked about, ending the legislative filibuster and pushing through all sorts of very liberal legislation, because I don't think that you're just going to get enough votes to be able to do that for that kind of thing on such a razor-thin margin. But you are absolutely correct that when it comes to judicial nominees, when it comes to executive branch nominees, and just when it comes to being able to schedule the floor and get an edge on, you know, again, how you're going to put stuff on the floor, amend it, and decide, you know, what's going to get through beyond things that would, you know, would be considered extremely left of center. That's a lot of power, and it would enable them to also strategize better with Nancy Pelosi in the House, who's going to have like 4, 5, or 6 seats in a very slim margin. But it's easier to do when you can all get together and say, if we're all on the same page, we can accomplish more.
Now I do have to ask you, though, nominees. I expect Joe Manchin to vote for all of the Biden nominees. I just do, because that's who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And so when we talk about that, should people understand? I mean, I really want to underscore this. Georgia 51-50 Democrat is not just the floor. It's the future of the country, because judicial nominees make they just make up everything when it comes to the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, separation of powers, regulatory review. It's everything.
That is true. That is true. I am actually curious to see if you're going to have a block of anywhere from 2 to 4 Republicans that might also, at least, let's say, you know, in the first 100 days or so, in the first 6 months, that are also going to provide the votes necessary for the president-elect to get his appointees through and to get some judicial nominees through, you know, on this basis of this shouldn't be a total obstructionist Senate. Now, I'm not trying to be pejorative there, but I could imagine some Republican senators saying, look, we have to allow the government to work, and so we're going to oppose legislation, we're going to oppose policy, but we're not going to oppose populating the government and allowing the president-elect to fulfill his job of populating the judiciary, just like we did with President Trump for 4 years.
Now, I believe that Republicans are going to act like Senator Leahy did in 2001 after Jim Jeffords jumped. And they're just going to say no to most of the appeals court judges. They will. And And I think that's a good thing. But I do believe they're going to nominate, they're going to confirm Tony Blinken, Janet Yellen. These are center-left mainstream people, David Drucker. I mean, right. these are old-school Democrats. Am I right?
Yes, you're 100% right, and it makes sense to me because that's who Biden is at heart, even though he always finds the center of his party over the years. He's an old-school liberal. He's not a centrist. He's a liberal, but he's old-school, and these people sort of fit that, and they fit with his sort of campaign of saying that, you know, he wanted an experienced government, a government that knew what it was doing. Again, you know, if you're a Republican or a conservative, you're going to disagree with, you know, 80% or more of what he does. But these are people that have been in government before. This is not an outsider government, and it's not what Biden intended. So this makes a lot of sense.
So my last question is, when you look at this, this change that is coming, it is enormous, but it is not radical. And I believe that the Georgia Senate races matter a lot. Will you pay any attention to the broken polling in America in the Georgia Senate races? I would not use single poll. I would not use one.
It's funny you mentioned this. I actually wrote a short piece of this maybe a week or two ago. I can't remember now. But, the polling obviously had serious problems in the 2020 campaign. But there was one place where the polling wasn't necessarily that bad, and it was Georgia. So, I mean, am I overvaluing the polls? Like, this is exactly what's going on, and that's that? No, because of the experience that we all just went through. But am I willing to cut the Georgia polling a little slack and kind of give it a little
side eye? No, that's a mistake. That's a logical mistake. Just because if you have a distribution, a random distribution of broken polls and one got it right, you don't say that they're better there. You say polling is broken. Let's not use the polls. David, we got to talk about that more next week. David Drucker, follow him on Twitter at David M. Drucker. Follow me to hour two of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.